Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
I'm sorry, what's your
name? Maya.
Maya, okay, Maya.
Hi, I'm in the Lone Ranger track. I've been separated for 3 years. I know it took me a long to start something, but you said once that you have a time to do this. And my question is, maybe it's too late. I'm doing everything you said, and he's responding amazingly. It's like a miracle. You know, like we always have a very good relation, but he's like, you know, every time we see each other, he hugs me, we talk all the time, like, but he's still with this, you know, this lady that she once was my friend, you know, long story, but she's still with her. And I'm
What's your question? Is it too late?
My question is that I'm going to still doing this. For how long should I do this? And the thing is that for 3 years, what I tried was, like, to stop loving him. But now
Hold on. Your question is, for how long should you do this?
I know. But my question really is that I'm going to keep doing this. But the thing is that I'm falling in love every day more. So if he doesn't come back in a year or so, what is going to happen to me? I'm going to be more in love with him, and then?
So what's your question?
So what should I do? Like, keep going even though he doesn't come
back? I think your question is, Mort, I'm falling more and more in love with him, and if this doesn't work out the way I want it to, I'm going to be hurt. What do I do about that?
Yes, but I'm doing it not to, because I think it's you know, he's changing because I'm not doing to have him back.
Right,
I'm just doing it because that's the right way thing to do.
Yeah,
and
I understand. I commend you for the effort that you're making. I'm happy to hear about the progress you're making. I understand the risk you feel you're taking. The more effort you make, the more in love you are falling with him. And the more vulnerable, therefore, you are, because if he doesn't come back and leave this other woman, you're going to be brokenhearted. And what do I have to say about that? What advice do I have? How can I help you with that? And I don't know if you're going to like my answer, but I don't have anything to say about it. And I can't help you with it. In other words, the nature of this work is that you become vulnerable. I kind of sense your question is like, how do I mitigate the possible hurt and pain that I might experience if my husband doesn't come back? And I don't believe there's a way to do that. When you put yourself out there in the way that I'm asking all of you to do, you dramatically increase the chances of reconciliation. But yes, you also dramatically increase the chance of your heart being broken. But I don't mean to sound callous when I say this, but God forbid that if that would be the case, you'll get over it. You will. You're not going to die. And you'll recover, and you will learn to love again. I hope it doesn't come to that, but it's, in my opinion, it's a risk worth taking.